Continuing here on the Jake Asman Show, SB Nation Radio, and I am very excited about our next guest. He played 16 seasons in the National Football League. He was a three-time Pro Bowler. He's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame, and I'm a Jet fan, so I know him with his great run with the Jets, helping the team get to the AFC Championship game in 2009 and 2010. That, of course, is former NFL fullback Tony Richardson, and he joins us now on the BetDSI.com. Inside line. Tony, great to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's actually a rainy day here in New York. I'm sure it's probably sunny and about 90 in Houston. We're doing okay here in New York.
Yes, today was in the 80s, so I'm certainly not complaining. I do miss New York, but I am liking the weather in Houston. I can't lie to you.
I bet.
Let me start with you, Tony. Obviously, you know, you're watching football every week, and you know, you look at the team that you spent the most of your career with, the Kansas City Chiefs. They've been one of the most surprising stories in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes probably is the MVP of the season ended today. When you watch this team play right now, what immediately stands out to you?
You know, it's actually a pleasant surprise, and I think the only people who weren't surprised was the Chiefs. I think they must have known something that, you know, a lot of us didn't know, because obviously you have a guy, you know, who made the Pro Bowl, Alex Smith, 4,000-yard passer, and, you know, to let that guy go, they knew something about Patrick Mahomes. It's been great watching him. I mean, it's almost just like mind-blowing, the fact that you realize he's only had, you know, half a season of starts and playing. I mean, went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. I mean, there's so many weapons on the field. I mean, it looks like Madden out there now. You can't cover these guys. Everybody's wide open. So it's the only thing that kind of not necessarily scares me, but you know, I think our defense is going to have to shore it up a little bit.
When you look at Mahomes, what about his game stands out to you the most? What impresses you the most when you watch him play?
I think the biggest thing is just the fact that he doesn't seem to flinch. He doesn't waver. I mean, you know, even when there's a play that looks like it, you know, it's not going to work out, he is able with his legs and obviously with his arm to make a bad play into a great play. It's kind of one of those deals. You're like, no. Oh yeah, great throw. So it's kind of one of those type of deals. But I think a lot of it, you know, they did a few specials on him, and understanding that his dad was a Major League Baseball player and he had A-Rod as a mentor who really, you know, helped him. I think from the mental standpoint and obviously the physical standpoint, he has all the tools. I mean, it's just been really amazing to watch this young man play.
Talking with former NFL Pro Bowler Tony Richardson, played 16 years in the league, of course, with the Chiefs and the Jets, and talking to him about his Chiefs. When you look at the Chiefs, though, Tony, you mentioned the defense. Do you think defensively they have enough, let's say in a postseason game, an AFC Championship game against the Patriots, does that defense, is it good enough where they could get to a Super Bowl riding Mahomes and just finding a way?
You know, I mean, that's kind of a two-fold question. I think they do have enough, but I would have to say if the game is played in Arrowhead, that makes a huge difference. I mean, obviously, I've played, you know, a number of years in Arrowhead, and when that defense is rolling, that crowd is rolling, you know, that's kind of a neutralizer, you know, to the Patriots' offense. So I do think if they had to go to Foxborough, it would be a tough challenge just because, you know, Tom and obviously Bill, they've been there so many times, and they have played in those big pressure games. But I think if for some reason, if the Chiefs can win the AFC West and get the number one seed and everything comes through Arrowhead, it's going to be quite the matchup. So, you know, obviously there's still teams you can't count out. I'm still high on these Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you know, they're starting to really, you know, get coming to play great ball. And then those kind of teams are the teams that are built to win in, you know, December and January because, one, they can run the football, and two, they play great defense. And so I think the Chiefs do. They definitely have enough. It's just a matter of where that game's going to be played if they go that far.
Tony, you're the perfect person to ask this question to because you played 16 seasons in the league. Can you even fathom what guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees are doing into their early 40s? Specifically, Brady, who won an MVP last year, and once again, you know, he's been as good as anyone in the league in 2018.
Yeah, you know, it's quite impressive, and I think, you know, you look at these guys and you know, I mean, it's pretty strict. I mean, I've worked out with Drew before. He's a workout machine and an animal. And I think, you know, with the technology today and, you know, really, and the good thing about both of those guys, I mean, the way their blocking schemes are, they really don't take big hits. And I think, you know, and Drew and Anton, they their diet and their preparation and their sleep, and they check every last single box to make sure when they get to game day that, you know, they're 100% and they're ready to roll. So it's very impressive to see that. And like you said, and I was at the Super Bowl last year, and you don't even realize that, you know, Tom Brady had 400 yards passing. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it was just like a landslide blowout. I mean, he still had 400 yards passing, and had they won that game, he would have been the Super Bowl MVP. And so there's been no drop-off. There's been no lull. And Drew is just, you know, Drew's playing on a whole different level. So it's pretty encouraging to see these guys in their 40s, and they both of them have stayed on record. They want to play 3 or 4 more years, and so these record books are going to explode here pretty soon.
We're chatting with Tony Richardson here on SB Nation Radio, former NFL Pro Bowler, 16 seasons in the league, a member of the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. So you mentioned Drew Brees, and you mentioned you worked out with him. What was that like? Any fun stories from your time getting a chance to train with Drew?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of the things. He's a big proponent. There's a equipment called TRX, and it's pretty much like body weight. It's, you know, a lot of Marines use it. And so I've trained with Drew in that regard. But the crazy thing about it is, I got a great story for you, because when Drew came to do some work at ESPN, they had him on the basically they kind of have him do what's a car wash. You kind of just hit, like, you know, you might hit Sports Center, you might hit First Take, you might just hit all these different things, especially when everything was in Bristol. And but he told him that before he agreed to come up there, that he needed to have a 45-minute workout and passing session that morning before he would even come on. So he literally had a workout that morning and was throwing passes to, like, ESPN employees, like catching balls. So it's like, that just says a lot. And it's in the offseason. So it's like,
wow.
That says a lot about who Drew Brees is. I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's a great family man, and, you know, he's very about his family. But it's for him, it's family, it's faith, and it's football. And football is, I mean, he's about it. I mean, when he travels with his personal assistant and his personal, you know, workout guys, and it's pretty impressive. So it's not surprising to me that both of these guys are still playing at a high level, because there's no drop-off. It's not like they just say, okay, the season's over, I'm going to go ahead and take 2 months off and then start back up, you know, when we start back up. No, these guys, from the time the season's over, I think they take like a week or 2 weeks off, spend some time with family, and outside of that, they're grinding away.
Spending a few minutes over the phone with Tony Richardson, joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Tony, of course, 16 seasons in the NFL, a Pro Bowler with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he, of course, was the New York Jets. So I got to ask you about the Jets, Tony. It has not been a great season overall. The team sitting at 3-6. They went with Sam Darnold, giving him the opportunity to be the quarterback as a rookie. He's had some great moments. He's had some bad moments. When you watch Darnold week in and week out, what have you seen from him?
I mean, you know, the thing about it is the ceiling is definitely, you know, high for this young man. I've had a chance to spend time with him. He's a gym rat. He's a smart kid. And he wants to do the right thing. He's not a guy that's looking for the glitz or the glamour of New York City. You know, it's just part of it. I mean, it's growing pains. I mean, Peyton Manning obviously, you know, led the league in interception his rookie year. And it's not saying that you want to go out there and turn the ball over or not. You know, the thing about it, he's his hardest critic. And he realized, like, some of those throws, like, you know, against Miami, like, there's certain, and I think about it right now, you can just kind of see that he's pressing a little bit. And not even that, I mean, I'm not knocking our receivers at all. I should say Army and the Jets. But, you know, it's not like, you know, Quincy's just not getting back. You know, guys have been kind of beat up. And so you got to have, when you have a young quarterback, and I played with young quarterbacks when we had Sanchez, like, everyone has to do almost everything perfect. And I know that's hard in football because, you know, obviously you have 70, 80 plays, and you fail on about 60 plays, and you score about 3 touchdowns. So that's just part of it. So I think everyone has to be exactly where you're supposed to be. If you're supposed to be at 15 yards, you need to be at 15 yards. If your blocking assignment is this, then it has to be that, because the last thing you need to have a young quarterback, you know, having to deal with is guys missing assignments, guys missing blocks, and all those kind of things. Because then it's a domino effect. It's one thing that leads to another thing, that leads to another thing, that obviously you end up turning the ball over and you end up losing. So I think, you know, I think for him, he's starting to realize that, hey, you know, we do have a good defense, meaning the Jets, and I don't have to go out and try to score 40 points and don't turn the ball over. So I think that's the biggest thing right now, is we got to, you know, eliminate turnovers. If he can eliminate turnovers, you know, every team, he'll be in every game. He's a very smart quarterback and very talented.
What do you think he has to continue to improve the most on? And how important do you think the coaching staff moving forward will be for maybe an offensive-minded guy if the Jets decide to move on from Bowles and obviously, you know, surrounding him with better talent around him?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's all, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think, you know, me personally, you know, I'm not a huge, you know, advocate of, you know, replacing the coach. I think it takes time. I mean, it takes, you know, it's at least 3 to 4 years to really get, I mean, that's, you know, obviously living in New York, it generally doesn't happen like that. But, you know, just because, you know, with New York is a, you know, a market, it's like, what have you done for me lately? But I, you know, I'm a huge fan of Todd Bowles, and I want to see at least get Todd one more year and, you know, bring in some more pieces. Because the thing about it is we do have cap room, we do have draft choices. So there's the sky's the limit, and I think, you know, one big play receiver will help him. You know, it just, there's so many different things that you know, even, you know, because there's so many things you can do building through the draft, and so I definitely hope that, you know, they give Todd one more year.
Tony Richardson, our guest here on SB Nation Radio, former Pro Bowler in the National Football League, played with the Chiefs and the Jets. And Tony, do you like the way the game is today? I know, you know, you were a part of almost a different era, and today's game, there's so many points being scored. But do you like the direction the game has been headed the last few seasons?
I mean, I from the standpoint of, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have really been down, you know, not necessarily down in the NFL, but kind of been pretty critical of the penalties as far as roughing the passer and you know, all those kind of things. So the game has definitely changed. It's not in a phone booth anymore. It's definitely a spread wide open. I don't know if I would have played as long as I did at this style of offense, just because, you know, you really don't use fullbacks. Everything is pretty wide open in RPOs, which are run pass options. I'm enjoying the scoring because obviously the offensive player, you want to see points on the board. But you know, it's definitely changed. The game's definitely changed. And Tom Brady was probably the best to kind of talk about it, because he said, you know, quarterback play now is a little bit easier just based on the style of offense that you can run now, because with that RPO, and obviously Tom is not really doing a lot of that, you know, because he's not the kind of quarterback that gets out and runs. But it opens up so many open lanes, and so you can see, like, the passing numbers are, like, off the charts. I mean, guys are, you know, now if you don't throw for 400 yards, you kind of had a bad day. And so, you know, you were lucky to throw for 400 yards back in the day, but now it's kind of a given. So I do like the high scoring, but it's definitely a different game.
Tony, before I let you go, I know you have a restaurant that is in Long Island City. For anyone listening in the New York area, what can you tell them about your place, the name, information, and if they want to come out and maybe meet you, how can they do all that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm actually sitting in front of the restaurant now. It's actually pretty cool because we had the New York City Marathon, and it comes up. So our restaurant, and Josh Bowen is the primary owner. I'm just a pretty face with all the jerseys and stuff on the wall. But it's the official Kansas City Chiefs bar. We obviously barbecue because Kansas City is known for barbecue. But it's located on 44th Drive and 11th Street, and between 11th and Bernie. So it's actually pretty cool that I had about 16 of my friends who ran the New York City Marathon, with Tiki Barber included. So Tiki actually ran. I had a cheer station set up. I had a lot of my friends out here cheering on the runners. And so it's all barbecue, and it's rocking. So we show every Chiefs game here, every Chiefs home or away game. And literally it's been standing room only, like just a sea of red. And it's pretty cool because if you are from the Kansas City area, if you have any Kansas City ties, I guarantee if you come to the bar, there's going to be at least one to two people that you're going to know, because it's been like a community-type deal, and like people move from Kansas City to New York, and the first place they come is John Brown Smokehouse. We have Richard Christie from the Howard Stern Show. He lives right down the block. He's a huge Chiefs fan. He ran his first marathon. So we have a great time, and we have a lot of great beers on tap, and I think the best barbecue in all of New York City.
And it's certainly a good year to be a Chiefs fan, right, Tony?
I tell you, man, business is booming. like Antonio Brown says, it's booming, baby.
He's Tony Richardson, of course, played in the NFL for 16 years, a three-time Pro Bowler, member of the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame, and nice enough to give us a few minutes here on SB Nation Radio. Tony, love talking with you, my friend. Great catching up, and hopefully when I come back to New York, I can check out the restaurant.
You got to come by, man. The first barbecue ribs on me.